Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Earlier this year, I started a series of teachings for single Christians based on our book, I Kiss Waiting Goodbye, which is available in RIK bookstores, by the way. But over the past few weeks, I took a break from that series because of what was happening with COVID-19 and whatnot. But now I would like to go back to that particular series directed especially for single Christians and parents of single Christians, or pastors, youth pastors of single Christians. And today I would like to talk about something called God's perfect will. Very often, you hear people saying, I want God's perfect will for my life. I don't want His permissive will, but His perfect will. And single Christians will say things like, I don't want to get married to just about anyone, but I want to get married to the person who is God's perfect will for me. And they believe that there is some person that God created just for them before the foundation of the world, and that person they understand to be God's perfect will. So their search for a husband or wife goes like this. Let me find out from God who is the person that He created for me, who is His perfect will, and let me marry that person. So that's how it goes. And it sounds very spiritual. Even I used to believe that at some point, but I've come to realize that it simply doesn't work that way. Although it sounds spiritual, it is based on a complete misunderstanding of what the will of God is and how the will of God works. I know one particular single Christian who was engaged to be married, and she was at the altar one day praying with a picture of her fiancé in her hand. And an older Christian lady came up to her at the altar, saw the picture, and then said, that is not God's will for you. That's not the one. And based on that word or prophecy, whatever you want to call it, she broke off the engagement, thinking that that wasn't God's will for her. Today, she is 50 years old and still single. And there's so many stories like that of people, good Christians, men and women, who are serving God, committed to God, but they have this misguided idea that they need to find God's perfect will in a husband or wife, otherwise they can't get married. And that's a belief that's going to keep you single, because it's based on a misunderstanding of God's will. So over the next few weeks, I want to talk about the will of God. What exactly it is. What exactly it's not. How does it work? How is it defined? How do we know if we're in God's will or not? So I'm reading from the book of Romans chapter 12. Very well-known portion of scripture that says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So this is the scripture that mentions the term, the perfect will of God. The first thing I need to point out to you, it doesn't say anything about permissive will. All it talks about is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. No mention of permissive will. To understand what that scripture really means, we need to look at a little bit of context. From Romans chapter 9 to Romans chapter 11, Paul talks about Israel and the Gentiles. He said, Israel were initially God's people, but they rejected Him. Therefore, God rejected them, but not permanently, only temporarily. And God offered salvation to the Gentiles, and God's plan is that by offering salvation to the Gentiles, He will provoke the Jews to jealousy and that they will come back to Him. So at the end of the day, God would have saved both Jews and Gentiles. So that is what he described as God's master plan of redemption for mankind. And then he goes on to Romans chapter 12, and he then said, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." If you put everything in context, what he was telling the Roman Christians was this: Jews, you need to stop fighting with the Gentiles. Gentiles, you need to stop fighting with the Jews. God plans to save both Jews and Gentiles. You are all part of his plan. So instead of fighting with each other, understand what God's master plan is. Understand what his perfect will is. Work with each other. Build up each other. Strengthen each other. Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is not a detailed blueprint of what God wants you to do every day and every minute of your life. The perfect will of God has nothing to do with what job you work at. It has nothing to do with who you marry. The perfect will of God is God's master plan for the redemption of man. That's it. It's plain and simple. It's a very general picture of what God's plan is. And Paul is instructing us to live with the understanding of what God's plan is. The personal details of our life have nothing to do with God's master plan. They don't change it whatsoever. A lot of Christians get caught up into this. You know, they're offered a job, they have a job interview, and they're thinking to themselves, "I wonder if this job is God's will." That is the peak of bondage. When you are being offered a job and you are wondering if this is God's will, that is madness. God's will has nothing to do with which specific job you work at. God's will is simply that you work. If a man will not work, he will not eat. It doesn't say anything about the specifics of where he should work or what he should do. Instead, the Bible says, "Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord." So God is not concerned about what specific job you do, but rather how you do that job. Because how you do that job will determine whether God is glorified or he's not. The specific details of what you do don't really matter. All that matters is how you work. God only cares that you work and how you work as unto the Lord. What specific work you do does not change God's master plan. Therefore, it does not fall under the purview of God's will, of God's perfect will. Similarly, when it comes to getting married, God's perfect will is not a specific person that he supposedly created for you. Rather, God's will, as he spells out in the Bible, is that Christians should marry Christians. That's it. And that is all he says. Other than that, everything is really up to you. Any Christian could get married to any other Christian of the opposite sex, and that becomes God's will. Once they decide to get married, God puts a stamp of approval on it and says, "This is now my will. What I join together, let no one separate." So it's not predetermined, but rather it's post-determined. God does not decide in advance who gets married to whom or who should get married to whom, but rather he simply gives us general guidelines. Christians should marry Christians. And his will is that husbands love their wives, wives submit to their husbands. That's it. God's will is not specifically who you get married to, but how you perform the duties of a husband, how you behave as a wife. God's will allows for variation in personal details. It's not a rigid blueprint that we need to follow to a T, because that will be a real life of bondage. God's will is very flexible. It has a lot of leeway built into it. So God did not call us to live in bondage, but rather God called us to have wisdom, to exercise judgment and discretion. The entire book of Proverbs talks about wisdom and discretion and understanding and judgment. God doesn't call us to live like robots, trying to live every single minute of hearing His voice and deciding what to do. God calls us to have wisdom. Understand what His master plan is. Let your mind be enlightened by His word, and then act in accordance with that. You will find that these little decisions we make on our everyday lives don't really affect God's master plan or God's perfect will. God's perfect will allows for a lot of variation in the personal details of our lives. I know to us, who we marry is a big deal, but when it comes to God's perfect will, it's very flexible. In choosing a marriage partner, the questions to ask is not, is this person God's perfect will, or is this person the one that God chose for me before the foundation of the world? That's the wrong question. The right question is this person a genuine born-again Christian? Does this person have godly characteristics that I like? Am I ready for marriage in terms of being able to be a godly husband or wife? Those are the questions that you need to ask. And over the next few weeks, we're going to talk a lot more about this. If you have any questions about what I talked about today, feel free to call me at 343-5014.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse. Another reader said, absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.